We now begin the third perek of Maseches Avodah Zarah. This is Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, 3:1, and it's really the start of a new topic. The basic topic being that an Avodah Zarah, an idol, someone which is worshipped, so it is Aser Bahana, one can get no benefit, economic benefit, from such a statue or figurine. And in addition, all its accessories, the thing that are used for its worship, the things that are given to it as, you know, as like a sacrifice, and like all these things are forbidden to get any benefit from whatsoever. And the psukim that prohibited the idol and everything about it for any benefit actually are two. One pasuk in Devarim Zion says, "Velo savi so eva el besecha." You won't bring a disgusting thing, a to'eva, which is referring to an idol, into your home. And it also says in Perek Yud Gimel, "Velo yidbak biyadcha ma'uma min acherim," which is understood to mean not any little bit of it, any associated part of that which is forbidden, and we understand this is referring to the idols, can cleave to your hand, meaning you can get no benefit from it whatsoever. Okay, so let me just say on the outside, so you have the big picture here, what is included in this prohibition. We're talking about if a Gentile manufactures a figurine or a statue for the sake of it being worshipped, you know, it's coming off the shelf and it'll be sold in a store to be an idol for praying down to, it's forbidden from the outset. However, a simple statue which isn't necessarily going to be worshipped, it's going to sit in the gift shop and maybe some people will take it home and use it as an item of worship, and others will just use it to decorate their lawn. So that is not forbidden until it's actually worshipped, okay? So our mission is going to start with the question, what happens if you find a statue, a figurine, and you don't know if it was an object of worship or not? So although the Mishnah doesn't say this explicitly, the Gemara ends up explaining that if you're finding statues in the little villages, so for sure they're idolatrous because the people are poor and they're not making these kind of figurines to decorate their lawn. That's not what they do. And therefore, any found statue in a village is assumed to have been actually used as an idol. In contrast, if you find some kind of statue or figurine in the big city, the krach, so the assumption is that in normal circumstances, that really is for decoration. People had, you know, decorative, you know, garden gnomes and the like, whatever they put, you know, statues in and around their homes, and that wasn't for worshipping the idol itself. And therefore, those, if you don't know if they're worshipped, are actually mutar bahana. Our mission is really focused on a very specific case, the entrance to the big city, where you have figurines there and you're not sure, are they to decorate the city? Are they there to symbolize idols of the city which are worshipped? What's with those? So now, there's a machlokus. Reb Meir is coming from a different perspective than the Chum. In Reb Meir's town, they made certain idols that were worshipped just once a year. Though even though they're usually decorative the rest of the year, once a year when the calendar strikes their lucky day, they're now worshipped. So in his town, every decorative idol is worshipped like once a year, and therefore, of course, those would all be forbidden. His concern is that even if you're talking about a city besides a city where people aren't worshipping these idols, and most idols, the rove, the majority, are decorative, but he's afraid for the miut, meaning he's afraid that people make a mistake and they'll be not know what's happening and they'll end up thinking it's prohibited elsewhere. And therefore, he makes all statues that are sort of unknown origin, in terms of they've been worshipped or not, he makes them all forbidden bahana. Again, we're talking about statues at the entrance to a city where their purpose is ambiguous. Chacham disagree. They say no. Chacham are consistent, just as Rabbi Meir is consistent with his shita of the chashash for the miut, the concern about the minority. Chacham go after the rov always, and the vast majority of statues that aren't there for decorative purposes are not worshipped once a year. They're not worshipped at all, either they're for worship or for decoration. That being the case, they're going to be much more lenient. Now our mission says inside as follows. Call it slamim asurim. Step one, you should know all statues, figurines that are idols, they are forbidden, assuming they have been worshipped or made for the sake of worship by a Gentile. Bibnei shehen ne'evadin pam achas b'shana divrei Meir. Meir says, all idols, at least in my town, are worshipped once a year, and therefore you have to assume any idol you find anywhere in the entrance to any town is going to have been worshipped once a year, even if it's not the case, but people make mistakes if you don't make that assumption, and therefore will be strict. V'chacham omrim, eino aser ela kol sheyesh biyado makel o tzipor o chador. The Chacham say no, unless you have an indication that this statue which we're finding at the entrance of the city is some sort of object of worship, as opposed to just being decorative, then we'll assume it's decorative. So what would indicate it? So the Mishnah gives three specific instances, which are, it has in its hand either a like a staff or a scepter, that's a makel, or a tzipur, a kind of bird, or a kadur, a ball. These are all symbols of srara, of power, meaning the stick is, you know, like a scepter showing like, you know, domination, the ability to punish. A tzipur, like the fragile bird in the hand of this statue, it's like he can control the world. And the kadur, the ball, this is a symbol of the world that's in his hand. That's not necessarily a complete list. The Gemara actually adds additional elements the bartender brings. That's based on a brisa. It could be also that if you have like a sword in the hand of that statue, or if you have a crown on its hand and all the more stuff, the crown's on its head, then and also a ring, that would also indicate that this is an object of veneration and worship, and therefore we would assume it's Asr Bahana. Now, there's a third opinion. This third opinion is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, he says, Kol sheyesh biyado kol davar. If it has anything in its hand whatsoever, we're strict. Now, that means Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is the third opinion, which is taking issue with both sides, meaning he is saying he's more lenient than Reb Meir, and that he says a generic figurine that you find is not assumed to be an object of worship, whereas Reb Meir says we assume all of them are. On the other hand, he says, once you're finding a statue which has something in his hand, this is at the entrance of the city, it doesn't matter if it's not on your specific list of six items, whatever it might be in its hand, then that would indicate this is, you know, an object of veneration and assumed to be worshipped, and therefore be Asr Bahana. Halach is like the Chachamim. So that means that, let me sum up here, again, all idols and their accessories are forbidden if it was manufactured to be worshipped as an idol, or if it had been worshipped by an idol, but excuse me, worshipped by a Gentile or Jew for that matter, as an idol. If you don't know its origin, you find it in a small city, you have to assume that it's an object of worship because they don't make decorative figurines, whereas in the big cities, most of the statues and the like are actually for decorative purposes, so therefore they can be assumed to be not idols. And if you find it at the entrance of the city, so then the halacha is like the chamim, which is if the statue is holding something in his hand on the list, swords, scepters, crowns, rings, bowls, or birds, so then you have to assume it's an object of veneration. Otherwise, you assume not, and therefore be mutter bahana. So you could, you know, you could use it to stand in its shadow to get reprieve from the heat, or if they are now having an auction of their, you can buy it or sell it, whatever the story might be.